Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's up, fam? It's your girl, the Priestess Yannique Taylor. Welcome to another Conversation with the Priestess. On this episode, I'm going to tell y'all about the time I took my cousin to the gay club with me. Sit back, relax, hit that follow button. And if you are listening to this podcast, when you are listening to this podcast, please live tweet me, hashtag talk to Priestess. Let's go ahead and hit the music. Yeah. What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Yannique Taylor. I'm back, finally, with this episode. Thank you all for your love and support. Thank you all to everyone on Facebook and Twitter that liked the status post and responded for the delay of this episode. I'm going to jump right into the story. So this story takes place in 2004 as I was preparing to go to college at Winthrop University. This was like July of 2004, and my plan was to finally go to a gay club in South Carolina called the New Attitude, and I decided that I was going to finally go. Now, at this time, Black Planet had just really taken off, like my junior and senior year of high school. So through Black Planet and Black Gay Chat, I was able to meet up with other Black queer individuals. And these were in my butch queen days before I transitioned. So needless to say, I said, you know what? I'm going to go to this gay club. So I had been hanging out with this guy. I'm going to change the names for the sake of this podcast. I met up with this dude named Andre and his homeboy Denzel. So I kind of had a crush initially on Andre. And then when I met his friend, I was kind of feeling his friend as well. You know, I was being a little young thought at that time. I had just turned 18. I had just got me a white Buick LeSabre 1986 older model car. Wasn't ashamed about it. And I was ready to live my life. I was going off to college and I really wanted to explore what it meant to be gay in 2004. So I had talked to Denzel and Andre. I said we had already went to a party previously together and had a great time. Then we decided we was going to all go to the club together. And I said, well, I don't want to go by myself. So I asked my cousin, who is a cis female, to go with me. And I'm just going to call her Shiva. That's what I'm going to call my cousin, Shiva. So I had my cousin Shiva to come with me. And I'm changing names so it won't be a big drama. So I asked Shiva, I said, Shiva, I'm going to this club on this Saturday with my friend Andre and Denzel. Will you come with me? Don't tell your mama. Don't tell auntie, which is the aunt that I lived with. Don't tell nobody, especially uncle. Don't tell them where I'm going. Don't tell them where we're going. And I was like, we're going to the New Attitude in Greenville, South Carolina. We're going to see a drag show. Now I'm letting you know this is a gay club and I am gay. That's how I basically came out to my cousin. But I was like, please don't say anything to anybody. She said, sure, bet. She was like, what do I need to wear? I don't know. What do we wear to a club? Because I had never been to a club before. So I went through online and started looking at different people's club pictures in some of the chats that I was in at that time. And I kind of put me a little outfit together, reminiscent to the masculine presenting men of 2004. Because I was still trying to figure out who I was. And I was calling myself trying to be masculine because I didn't want to be clocked as gay. But of course, finally, it was like, you know, you fam, so you more in between, so it is what it is. So me and my cousin, I pick her up. I said, well, we got to go pick up Andre and Denzel. My cousin was like, girl, are you sure that you want to do this? I'm like, yeah, like, come on. So my thing was, I said, we need to be at their house at about 10 o'clock. We're going to drink a little bit and we're going to smoke. First off, my cousin was shocked because she didn't know I smoked at all. I was smoking Black and Miles. And I'm going to tell y'all later on in another episode how I got into Black and Miles. Anyway, I had been smoking Black and Miles and my car smelled like the Black and Miles that I smoked. But also, I was hanging around a lot of older gays that smoked weed. So occasionally, I would smoke a little bit of weed with them. But, you know, I was kind of paranoid because I was in a fundamentalist Christian home. And I felt like hearing it from my parents and my elders and my guardians. So me and my cousin came up. I said, cuz, just say we out with friends and we're going to act like we lost track of time. Because the way my family was set up, although we were 18, me being a queer trans child, my family was a little bit stricter on me than my other cousins. That's a whole long story in and of itself. And I did have a certain naivety because I was a church kid at the same token, which I realize now I hated going to church a lot. So this was my act of rebellion. So that Saturday comes. My best friend and I, we head to Greenville to go pick up my homeboy Andre and Denzel. Then we sit in the parking lot of the club. We're all sitting there smoking. My cousin's texting me on my phone. She was like, girl, like, are you sure you want to hang out with them? Like, she was like kind of nervous as I was nervous because we had both just turned 18 that year. This was new for us. I'm thinking my cousin would be more comfortable going because, you know, she was the more outgoing, outspoken cousin between us two. So me and Shiva, you know, we're going to stick this shit out. We pay our money. We get into the club. I see this guy that I was entertaining at the time, which was my high school boyfriend. So I'm going to call him high school sweetheart. So I see high school sweetheart and he and I are talking and he buys me a drink. You know, he buys me a drink. This nigga had a fake ID and me and him were both drinking alcohol at the bar and, you know, having a good time. Well, while I'm in the bar, my phone is steady going off. Mind you, they start playing Back That Ass Up. So, you know, everybody was on the floor twerking and shit. We all getting down and busy and stuff. And then finally, I wasn't paying attention to my phone or anything, but I knew that my phone was going off because it was probably my uncle calling me. So my uncle at this time, I was living with my uncle due to issues between my aunt and I that was raising me because, of course, my family's very homophobic, unfortunately, and very religious. So my uncle and my aunt and my dad were like, where are you? I'm like, I'm out and about. And I finally just said, I'm at a party with friends. I'm going to be home. Let me have this. I'm going off to college. Like, can I have this moment? And so needless to say, they start contacting my cousin, seeing where she was at. My cousin was like, they keep calling me. I was like, don't answer your phone. I got this. So we're still partying. We didn't watch the drag show. It is now like 3 or 4 in the morning. The club has closed and everything. We had to go take my friend Andre and Denzel home. So our parents, our families, is blowing our phone up at this point. They didn't stop kind of calming down, but they left us a voice message. Let us know where y'all at. It is like 4 o'clock in the morning. Y'all asses ain't at home. Bet. So we finally got my friend Andre and Denzel home. We're coming down 85 to get to 101, to get to 221, to get back to Woodruff, South Carolina. We pumping it. But we playing dodge the police. So I finally get home and drop my cousin off. Mind you, my cousin stayed right up the street from me. I'm like, okay, Lord. I said, Shiva, if your mama asks, just tell her I asked you to go to the club with me. Okay, I will take the fall for this, but don't tell them what kind of club we went to. I didn't want my family to know that I had went to a gay club because I wasn't ready to come out to them yet. So we finally get home. I finally get home to my Aunt Poochie's house. That's what I'm going to call her, Aunt Poochie. So Aunt Poochie, I walk in the house. Mind you, the next day was Sunday. I was a church musician. I had to lead the choir and direct the choir that next morning. I walk into my aunt's house through the front door with my key. I'm hoping that she's asleep. Nah, this heifer wasn't asleep. This heifer is sitting in the living room as soon as I come in. She's sitting on the couch and she stands up and looks at me with this look of disgust, anger, and disappointment on her face. She says, where were you? I was like, I went out to a club with some friends. I said, I've never been to a club before, and I want to kind of get it in before I went to college, you know, have a little fun. I said, y'all never let me do anything, and I'm 18, I'm grown. And I also brought up the fact that my other cousins was able to do different stuff and not receive the repercussions. And I'm like, why was it any different for me? I never really got an answer. But my aunt's rationale was like, well, we didn't know where you were. We didn't know who you were with. Well, 2 days later, I found out that my aunt calls my cousin's mom, Shiva's mom, calls my aunt Poochie. My cousin obviously snitches on me and tells my aunt them the whole story. Tells them, yeah, we went to a club. You know, Yannick was hanging out with these guys that had weed on them and she was smoking and stuff, you know, and this, that, and the other. And the next thing that happens is that my aunt says, oh, yeah, and she took a picture of you dancing on some dude, like you were shaking your ass on a dude. Is there something you want to tell us? So at this point, I'm basically outed. And I tried to play it off that I wasn't gay at the time because, mind you, this was early 2004. We had the DL Phenomena witch hunt happening that we saw from the Oprah Winfrey show with the author. I'm not going to call his name. And all of these DL movies like Cover, the DL Chronicles, things like that. And this was a couple of years before Noah's Ark. So Black gayness being and Black queerness being, you know, and the forefront was still kind of unheard of. So needless to say, we went to the club afterwards. Again, my cousin snitches and basically my business is out there because I decided to go to a gay club and take my cousin with me. And from that day forward, I learned you cannot take everybody to the club with you. I'm going to take a quick break. Here's some church announcements. I'm going to talk about people to stay away from when you're talking about going to the club. So y'all sit back, relax, live, love, and be free. Here's some church announcements, and our girl will be right back. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, the priestess, never your mistress. I wanted to announce that on September 22nd, I will be away until early 2024. I may come back a little bit earlier. I am undergoing a gender affirming surgery and I'm taking the next few months, the remainder of 2023, to recover and to take some time to rest. I may pop in and give some updates. Just stay tuned. And I will be posting on social media regularly. So y'all just stay tuned. And just follow me on social media. Please check out my show notes. That's where you can find all of my links, where you can keep up with what's going on with my life. And also, you can find me on OnlyFans. Yannique Taylor. And hey, don't forget to share this podcast and leave us a review. Let's jump back into the show. Welcome back. So we talked about the time that I took my cousin to a gay club with me. So we're going to talk about who you should not take to the club with you and who you should take to the club with you. First and foremost, when going to a club, make sure that you are always going with people that you can trust. Always go with people that you know will have your back, but can also hold their own and will, you know, reduce the risk of trouble and bullshit happening. The first person that you should stay away from when going to the club is the one that feels the need to prove themselves to everybody. Stay away from them. This person will try to up one on everyone that they try and contact. Stay away from them. They're going to cramp your style and they're going to give the idea that your group are some con artists, some stunt queens, or y'all just fronting and flossing like y'all the fab girls, but y'all really not. The next person that you need to stay away from is the person who never has their own money and waits till you get to the club to tell them, hey, can you pay my way into the club? If I say, hey, let's go to the club, that means if you agree to us going to the club, that means that you intend on having your funds together before we get to the club. I've been in those situations where I have gone out of town and people with me did not have money and they were upset with me because I couldn't fund their trip. You already knew in advance that we were going to this particular club or going on this trip. Make sure you have your money and your shit together in advance. Now I know things happen during trips. Hey, shit happens, but always be prepared. Next person that you should stay away from a person who always leaves the group as soon as they get to wherever they're going. 9 times out of 10, this type of person, again, is basically along for the ride and a social climber. They may use you to meet other people and then leave with you and leave you high and dry. Now, let's talk about the people that you should bring to the club with you. Always bring someone who's ready to have a good time, but doesn't want drama with anybody. Always take a person that is peaceful, but always is alert and down for anything. Now, if y'all are drinking, always have a designated driver. We do not believe in drinking and driving on this here podcast. Make sure that you are also around responsible people. Now, we all have different types of friends. You know, we have different experiences together. But make sure that you are always around people that you can be safe around and has your best interest at heart. Don't ever take people with you that will try to dampen your fun or use it as an opportunity for their own issues or to make it about them, especially when it's a group event. So family, I want to hear from you all. What was your first club experience like? Y'all tweet me on Twitter. The ways that you can find me are in the show notes. Live, love, and be free from the priestess. Smooches! Ooh, you're beautiful.